Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. October 29, end of October. It's November. Come on. End of Thanksgiving. Actually, I think today is the 30th. Yeah, wow. Can't keep up with the dates. Anyhow, we're going to continue on. We had Steve Barish on last night. It was a great show. And we're now going to continue on with the seminar series brought to you at no charge, just so you can enjoy it.
Anything like that where there's a misunderstanding or anything like that can already block the program, because we're talking about the thought form really needs to go with any interference. So even, you know, let's say if you program it and it's in the system and it's working, it can't be disturbed at any time. So the programs, you only want to, you will not tell anybody about what you program or anything. You can just tell them later on when it has happened, yeah, I didn't program for that. So you can program for somebody else without telling them. Or if they want to do their own, they will have to do their own. And they can put it into your system and use your system, but they have to do it on their own and they cannot tell you either.
So you can only touch, say, you never have participate, or you can only touch that participate.
No, you don't want to interfere. I mean, they could give you the piece of paper and you can put it in for them, but you cannot look at it. Yeah.
I see. Wondering about the collection of the paper.
That's probably okay. Yeah. Just you don't want to know about the program and what it is.
You can have a seal them.
Yeah, it would be good to have it in an envelope or something like that. Yeah.
Is it much more effective to put a program in an envelope and put in your radiator as opposed to just projecting it?
Yeah, because the radiator works on a scalar wave technology, and with help of the scalar wave technology, it will make your program happen. So the radiator is the main key to making it happen in no time. You know, the scalar wave technology will do that. So without that, you can project something and you can make it happen, but it will help you to do it in a very quick time.
And then what about putting in some material from something you want, like a new car or something?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, that's what we're saying. The example with the water, you know. Yeah, so like you want to get a car, you want to put a piece of carpet of that, you know, or yeah, pieces of what if it's like an object.
Maybe the house get old enough.
Yeah, exactly. All of that thing. Yeah. So it's not so much only like writing it down, but also bringing pieces of that into the system, because that way it will manifest.
It mingles with the energy.
Yeah.
In case that you cannot get any of that, how specific do you have to be in a piece of paper writing down your problem?
Very specific, without, you know, writing a whole long story, but coming down to the, it needs to be very specific. Because with anything you project and put out, if it's not specific, it can't manifest in a specific way.
It's like
either.
A whole message. You know, what it,
like, yeah.
You know. Yeah,
let's say you want to have a particular car. It's always a good example. And if you just program, I would like to have a Porsche, then what you will manifest is a Porsche. If you're specific about it, want a 1965 or blah blah, color white with black leather interior, if that's what you want, that's how specific you want to be.
Or given to me as a gift.
And if you can envision that, you know, if it's an image, it will work as an image. So you could put a picture of that car in it.
Mm-hmm.
So then as the system will work for you, you will come across the person who can sell, and you want to spend that much money. You will come across exactly that, you know.
What about programs dealing with the self, your inner growth, all that?
Mm-hmm. Again, you want to be specific with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your spiritual growth, what purpose, how you want to spiritually grow, and you know, again, you want to be. I mean, you can do it in a general way too. And as the system works for you, you will just gain more spiritual, you know, as you put that thought form out there in the system, and you're in the system continuously working with it, you know, we'll do that too. It will do that automatically. But with anything more specific, give the system the specific of it. And you always want to really take very good care of the system. You don't want to pollute the system, in other words. So that's why we have issues, because you bring in all the pollution, all the dirt, all those energies, etc., etc., from outside, the diseases and all that. So if you have a system, and not just an ordinary house with a couch and a table in it, but a system, you will bring that in, the system will amplify it. So it will amplify a mess. It will amplify diseases. It will amplify pollution. It will amplify all of that. The same thing, if you are with your thought forms all confused, and you go into the system, it will amplify that. So you want to really keep it clean and clear, you know, in any sense of what that could mean. So you want to keep the space really open of, if you have the room of the system, you have a big book library there of all kinds of different literature and books. The system will have all of that and amplify all of that. If it's all different types of things, you know, you will have it all messed up or not clear. So you want to really clear the room out and be as high energy and open as it can be.
Mine has to be just the light.
So the system will work better.
Right, I've cleared the room completely because that's what I want.
Yeah, and you know, it's the same with the types of music you want to play. You got to be really aware then of what you do. You know, the people you bring in. I mean, there's maybe some people you want to bring into your system, and other people maybe you don't. You know, that type of thing. Because, and then you will be really sensitive to it too, because you can always clear. You know, and if some interruption comes in form of people or any other events, you want to clear. You know, you want to maybe rinse your crystals, do that type of thing, clean it up, you know, water you rub a little bit, you know, that type of thing.
Sage,
you know.
What about regular incense?
Frankincense, myrrh,
sandalwood. So, anything pure. What else do you want to cover? I think if there's no more questions, if there are, we'll take them now. There's no more questions, we'll go ahead and write the programs. Then we will have a break with spirulina, a different type today, banana and pineapple and macadamia nuts. So that's going to be real delicious too. And we're going to have our special cookies today. I don't know if everybody noticed, but there were some very special fruits and they almost disappeared yesterday by lunch. Some people thought they were for lunch. And we saved them and they will be in the cookies today. So we can all recharge. And then we will set up the music, and it's getting a little bit darker outside already too, so we'll have the lasers and everything going, and then we'll be doing around 4:30 or so, promptly, for an hour to 5:30 or so, we'll be doing the programming of the system. So, any other questions? Think hard.
You mentioned before, like, not coming to the room where you have your system to use and when you want to build. Do you extend that to your other apartment or your house or just to that part of the room?
Other systems?
Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
Let's see, when you come to your house.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, there you have another show. So we'll see you next week. We have a really good show for next week, a big surprise.